Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Want to get married and have the food at the reception be almost 100% grown and raised locally and organically? It really can happen. Here to tell us about how is Sally Pollack. She's a food writer for 7 Days. Sally, nice to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Who are the agricultural and culinary wizards behind what you call seed to service in your story?
Echo Farm is the name of their farm, and their catering business is Farmstead Catering, and they are Dylan Klepetar and Taylor LaFleur. As I said to those guys, you've picked the two hardest, most strenuous, most rigorous, longest hour jobs, farming and cooking, and put them together. But when you're 28 and early 30s, it's a good time to do that. And that's who they are, and they both went to college in Vermont, and they have this very, very involved, interesting enterprise across the lake in Waylandsburg, New York.
Explain how it works.
So here's how it works. It was Dylan's idea, and he was joined recently by Taylor. What it is, it's a CSA, and CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture, which I'm sure you know, and most people who are listening probably know. And that is a kind of farming model in which you essentially buy a membership in a farm. So you're paying up front. You're paying a farmer up front for a share of his or her yield. You know, they used to be pretty straightforward. Here's some money. I get my vegetables every week. Now there's probably through market competition of greater variety and specialization. You could get a meat CSA. You can get a year-round CSA. You can get a flour CSA. In the Northeast, it's likely that these guys are the only wedding CSA. So their customers are people who are planning to get married. They book it about a year in advance. These guys grow and raise and produce the animals, the vegetables, the flowers for the wedding to be, and then they make the food and serve it. And NOFA says they're the only one they've heard of, as I said, very niche, and it's really kind of cool. And Dylan says one reason it works is because weddings are one of the only things people plan.
That's a good point.
It is.
Well, take us to Echo Farm. What's it like there?
It's at a crossroads, if such a thing exists, in Waylandsburg, which is a little hamlet in Essex, New York, across the lake. And it's an 165-acre diversified farm with organic practices. It's a long-ago dairy farm, so there's an old dairy barn there. And they milk some Jerseys, and the milk goes to the pigs they raise. As he said, we went up to feed. He was feeding the pigs. I was just following along. The pigs will be, you know, bacon-wrapped peppers. But they're really nice pigs. A couple of them will be breeding sows. So there's animals that are being raised there. There's poultry, ducks and laying hens and meat hens. There's a flower garden for flowers. There's an herb garden. There's every vegetable you can imagine. And to give a sense of how it works practically, 28 days before a wedding, they plant greens and lettuce greens and salad greens for the salad and pick it the morning of the wedding. Whereas, let's say, the pigs, the meat is being raised, you know, over the course of a season or two.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about a CSA for a wedding reception or an event. Sally, is it like any other kind of wedding that you plan? Do you go and do a tasting and all those things?
Yeah, I talked to a couple who used this CSA in the farm who both, they got married in the neighboring town and have spent summers there, their families. And they went over to the farm. They said they were really interested in, you know, they cared. They wanted to be very conscious about where their food came from for the wedding and to do something sort of special. And it actually isn't, it's about $75 to $120 a plate. And they wanted to just be aware of where their food was coming from and to have it taste good. They said, in terms of the food itself, they over-delivered. And they did taste food and sort of changed and added to their menu based on what those guys tested with them.
Other than weddings, what other kind of events do they do?
They mainly do weddings, although sort of, I think, to get the word out and just to give people a chance to eat the food, they're doing some community dinners. They did a couple at a sort of arts colony enclave, and then they were having a big farm dinner on their farm to let people know what they're doing. For one of these community dinners in Keene, Taylor had dug up a bunch of kohlrabi that morning and used the dirt from the farm to bake the vegetable in. And everything except for the salt was right there from Echo Farm. And he made kind of like a mud dough and baked it. And he put, you know, flowers as a little garnish, edible flowers, and chicken stock from chicken they raised. And he said it was really, really good. I was there when he was making it. And he was really into it. I mean, that's what's so exciting in a way and cool about being around Dylan and Taylor. They really care about what they're doing and they're inventive. And as Dylan said, you know, we're not farm to table. We're taking the two out of it. There's no two. It's all right there.
All right. Tempt us with some other dishes that they can create right from the bounty of their own farm.
Here we go. Ready? Bourbon fennel pate with toasted rosemary focaccia. Beef tartare on flax seed crisp with charred scallion aioli. Mm. Sausage bites with fresh herb dipping sausage. Baked pork chops with caramelized apples and sweet onions. Eggplant parmesan. Ratatouille with seasonal veggies over handmade sweet potato gnocchi. Blueberry tart with whipped cream and fresh spearmint. You just kind of want to eat everything you see there. I had pork chops. Just pork chops on a plate, but the meat was outstanding. You know, so you really feel like you're eating something very special by people who think about it and care about it and work so hard. You cannot. But Dylan said, this goes from like the ugliest thing you've ever seen, like mud and manure and farmlet, to beautiful plate. And it gets, you know, more beautiful and sort of thought about each step of the way.
Well, I asked it earlier. Want to get married?
I said to those guys, here's a reason. Yeah.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Many thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.